I'd like to play some pieces from a new poetry CD entitled Wild Poppies. It's a poetry jam across prison walls. And it's poets and musicians honoring poet and political prisoner Marilyn Buck. And Marilyn is in prison right here in the Bay Area at FCI Dublin. She's been there, I think, since the early 90s. She's been in federal prison overall for some 20 years for her anti-imperialist activities and for her alleged role in freeing black liberation leader Assata Shakur, who was a political prisoner here and then escaped to Cuba. There have been a number of political prisoners incarcerated at Dublin, and many of them see KPFA as their lifeline to the outside. I know many of them listen. I hope Marilyn is listening. And we'll start out this CD with the voice, the recorded voice of Marilyn Buck calling from FCI Dublin and recorded and put it on this CD, Wild Poppies. And then we'll hear also in this segment the voices of Amiri Baraka, Devorah Major, Jenny Lim, Piri Thomas, Sonia Sanchez, and also a recorded tribute from the late Kwame Ture, also known as Stokely Carmichael. But first, Marilyn Buck here on KPFA.
This call is from a federal prison.
I remember red poppies wild behind the schoolhouse. I didn't want to be there, but I loved to watch the poppies. I used to sit in the window of my room sketching charcoal trees. What happened to those magnolias, to that girl? I went off to college, escaped my father's thunderstorms, Berkeley, rebellion, exhilaration. The Vietnam War, Black Power, Che took me to Chicago, midnight lights under Wacker Drive, uptown, south side. Slapped by self-determination for taking Freedom Wall photos without asking. On to California, driving at 3 o'clock in the morning in the mountains. I got it, what self-determination means. A daunting task for a young white woman. I was humbled. Practice is concrete, harder than crystal dream concepts. San Francisco on the front steps at Fulton Street, smoking reefer, drinking bitter dog with Black Panthers and white hippie radicals, talking about when the revolution comes. The revolution did not come. Fred Bennett was missing. We learned he'd been found, ashes, bones, a wedding ring. But later there was Assata's freedom smile. Then I was captured, locked into a cell of sewer water, spirit deflated. I survived, carried on, glad to be like a weed, a wild red poppy, rooted in life.
So Marilyn Buck, locked up by the beast imperialism these 22 years of an 80-year sentence, has drawn down upon herself the cruelest living punishment of the beast, the cruelest terror that the beast can mete out for the greatest crime of all, according to the beast's sycophants, that is, the crime of trying to make revolution.
What makes a poem revolutionary? Does it violently refuse the page, construct a chaos of grammar that denies metaphor or defeats meter? Is it armed and ready for prolonged struggle? Is it loud and assisted, assaulting your senses full of gunpowder and iron pellets? Is it unavailable for canonization because it died too early a death as martyr and was turned saint by fevered followers? Or does it instead find guerrilla survival, hidden underground, exploding in unexpected places, appearing once again, just when you thought it dead?
Sacred words are in danger. Fugitives, they seek cover, bury themselves alive, shamed by the profane purposes they are forced to serve, dressed in lily-white lies. Words are in danger. English-only vows to tear out tongues, exiled witnesses to collective memory and homeland. Sacred words are in danger. Trapped, they hang on billboards, Judas goats to conjure deception. Sing them, shout them, teach them, wear them around your neck, amulets against amnesia.
Buck says with her heart, Vieques, I have never seen you, only in your valor. Your testimony of necessity calls me to your side. I would march for you if only I could. I will chant for you a resistant chant, a reclamation chant, a life chant, whose heartbeat will drive up the Yankees. Bird of prey that spew poison on your vibrant flesh. Vieques, you never give up. From behind these prison walls, each day I sing a song for you, Vieques. I sing a song of your martyrs. I sing a song of defiance. I sing a song of your necessity to be free from graveyard birds of prey. I sing a song of solidarity together with my compass behind the walls. We would be there if we could. Marilyn Buck, compañera, presente.
I pray that the poor recover, breathe deeply sun-dapple reclamation, a repast of sweet relief. I pray that the martyred and murdered rise in the light of infant cradle, smiles, rainbow chants, and morning hymns. I pray that the innocent restore ebony bone crescendos, glory sounds drumming upon the shores. I pray that the predators perish, swallowed by their greed, stuff, sump, pumps, gulping in the wind. I pray that globe-grabbing cannibals consume themselves, roasted in black gold, rafts irradiated by wrung earth remains. I pray that the demons drown beneath the pounding footprints left by audacious dances in the dawn. Let us pray that day and night embrace subversive lovers unafraid of sweat, redemption, emancipation's creed. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, amen. Let us pray.
Thank you. demonstrates to us the essence of humanity. Imprisoned, tortured, she continues undaunted. Her love of the people's struggle continues to rise as we see spreading its wings going all over the world. We thank Marilyn Buck. We thank her for living life to its fullest, for showing us that they can never imprison our souls. They can never imprison our ideals. They can never imprison our principles. And they can never imprison our energies, which will be directed even in prison against the enemy. Ready for revolution, Kwame Ture.
I survived, carried on, glad to be like a weed, a wild red poppy, rooted in life.
Marilyn Buck.
Presente!
A child on this land, not a child, not a man. Branches can grow free. Oh yeah. Again and again and again. I don't know why I can't. A tree is a work of God. Smile.
Archie Shepp. It's from the Attica Blues Big Band. Not the Big Band rendition that came out sometime later. This is the original recording of Attica Blues. Came out in early 72. Just a few months after the massacre of the Attica brothers at Attica Prison in upstate New York by the forces of Governor Nelson Rockefeller.
Yes.
And Archie came out with this recording. It's simply a classic. And it's available on CD now. And that was Ballad for a Child, featuring the voice of Henry Hull. You could hear Archie on tenor. And Horace, we were talking about there's certain people who... whose names turn up in the music maybe one or two or three times in the history of the music.
Yes.
And you never hear from them again, but they make a lasting mark. And Henry Hull on the vocal on that Ballad for a Child is one of those people. I don't think I've heard from him on any other recording.
He's disappeared as far as I know since then. I'm sure he may still be around somewhere, but... just that one moment, that one recording, whatever urged Archie Shepp to bring him to that recording date, we're very thankful for, because just that one tune has had such a lasting. When you just put it on, I didn't know you were going to play it. You know, my response was, wow, man, love that tune. Mm-hmm. It's something that I've enjoyed over the years, and I just thank you for playing it, man. And there's so many people like that in the music and out here in the world, so many soldiers that go unnoticed, but... they leave that one kernel, you know, they put one little thing in the ground, and so much can grow from that, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and this is
definitely
the case with this particular artist.
Mm-hmm. Before that cut, we heard a number of people, mostly poets, paying tribute to political prisoner Marilyn Buck, imprisoned in federal prisons for some 20 years.
Man.
For her alleged role in... helping free Assata Shakur, Black Liberation Army activist who has escaped to Cuba and is living in Cuba today.
Amen.
Yes, Assata Shakur. And Marilyn, I hope you're listening out there.
Yes,
I know a number of political prisoners and prisoners, period, over at FCI Dublin listen to KPFA and depend on KPFA as their lifeline to the outside. And we heard a brand new CD, Wild Poppies, a poetry jam across prison walls. Poets and musicians honor poet and political prisoner Marilyn Buck. And this is a pretty amazing recording that's put out by Freedom Archives. And you can log on freedomarchives.org for information on their materials. They've put out a number of great recordings. Freedom Archives, that's one word, .org, and there'll be a CD release celebration of this remarkable CD, and I'll give you some details on that. There's some 46 cuts in all, 46 cuts, a number of poets paying tribute to Marilyn Buck. The cuts we heard right at the end, we heard the late Kwame Ture, Stokely Carmichael, paying his tribute to Marilyn Buck. Also, Sonia Sanchez, before that, read Prayer. That the poem Prayer is actually a poem written by Marilyn Buck. Before that, the voice of Pity Thomas, who will appear at the celebration, and that was his tribute to Vieques, or actually, once again, that's Marilyn Buck's poem and her tribute to Vieques and their struggle in Puerto Rico to stop the naval bombing of Vieques. It was a victorious struggle, and the Navy has actually had to leave. They used Vieques, part of the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, a small fishing village. The U.S. Navy used it for some 60 years as a bombing site. And even if they're leaving, they're leaving behind generations of toxicity and disease and cancer and what have you. But that was Marilyn Buck. To Vieques in Solidarity. That's her poem read by Pity Thomas.
Yeah, beautiful.
And also Jenny Lim, who's represented in a couple pieces on this CD. We heard her voice, and that was reading Rescue the Word, Jenny Lim. And that's also a poem by Marilyn Buck. And Devorah Major. Our good friend Devorah, and
yes.
Jenny also a great friend. It's so great to see these people on there. Devorah read Political Poem, that's her own. We heard a tribute recorded from Amiri Baraka, And at the beginning, we heard the voice of Marilyn Buck recorded from prison, Wild Poppies. And that's just a few of the cuts that are on here, 46 in all. And if I can give you the information on the CD release celebration, it will be at La Peña. It'll be a week from tomorrow, and that's Sunday, October 10th, from 5 to 7:30 p.m. La Peña is at 3105 Shattuck Avenue in Berkeley, and the theme will be Wild Poppies, a poetry jam across prison walls, and many of the poets represented on the CD will be there in person to read. Marilyn Buck will be present through a recording. Uchechi Kalu, Barbara Lubinsky, Devorah Major, David Meltzer, Sarah Menifee, Kilo Inyasha, Maria Poblet, Masha Quint, Samsara, Stajabu, Jean Stewart, Piri Thomas, Nellie Wong, Merle Wu, Mitsuya Yamada will be among the poets present. And this will be hosted by former political prisoners who were also at FCI Dublin, Donna Wilmot and Linda Evans from Friends of Marilyn Buck. It's sponsored by Freedom Archives and Friends of Marilyn Buck. And also, the earlier plans had also former political prisoner Alicia Rodriguez as a co-host of this event as well. Alicia was freed with her sister Lucy, as well as Carmen Valentin and Dilcia Pagan, who were also at Dublin. I think it was in September of 99, just as I guess Clinton was going out through the Clinton pardons. And they are, Alicia and Lucy are living in Puerto Rico, and Alicia was actually planning to be there. Unfortunately, she cannot because of the tornadoes, all the storms that have hit Puerto Rico and have damaged their house. And it's but her heart is with us. And Horace, this is amazing thing about the World Wide Web, as your friend Kefra called in from New York, just as you made the tribute earlier.
Right, yes.
And he was listening from New York. Well, it turns out that Alicia actually heard me announcing this event on the air last week. And when I announced it, she really thought of all the Bay Area friends, and she really misses you, all you people who supported the political prisoners who continue to. And she's thinking of you, but she cannot make it. But once again, she was listening on the World Wide Web, kpfa.org. You can pick us up anywhere in the world.
Yes.
So that event, once again, a week from tomorrow, October 10th, from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at La Peña Cultural Center, 3105 Shattuck Avenue. And I'm sure that's one place, because Horace, you're asking me where you can pick up this CD. I'm sure they'll try to get some distribution in the stores locally, but certainly go to some of the events and you can pick up the CD, and also through the website of freedomarchives.org. One word, freedomarchives.org. You can, I'm sure, order this incredible CD.
Well, every voice on there, art, is so important in and of themselves. And then you get a compilation with all these people. Because when you start talking about Petty Thomas and Sonia Sanchez and Jenny Lim and Devorah, who's from right here in the area, you know, that's a lofty group of people. And to see them be there in support of the sister, it really tells you something about the sister herself, you know. And in your part, in getting it over the air so that people can hear, you know, and witness what this is all about. But some beautiful poets on there with some significant things to say.
Right. In mentioning Jenny, there's a quote from Jenny in the notes, and Jenny says, "I don't know Marilyn personally, but after having read her fierce and courageous poems searing through the bars, I feel like I've known her all her life."
Yes.
That's a quote from Jenny Lim. And wow, what can I say? We also heard the violin of India Cook on this CD.
Yes. You know,
so Idris Akamor is on here. And so we heard a little segment from a spiritual from Coltrane, but that was that was myself putting that in there in between some of the cuts. That's not from the CD itself, but there's some fine musicians represented as well.
Yeah, always good to hear from India, and it's really rare now for you to hear the recorded voice of Kwame Ture. Have him, you know, the now late Kwame Ture.
Whose autobiography recently came out.
Yeah, I'm looking for that, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I need to add that to my collection. There's so much ground to cover. And, Arden, you know, both of us enjoy literature, both fiction and nonfiction, and we try to do what we can otherwise than in the community at large. But there's always work to do, and there's always someone in front of you that's inspirational enough to keep you going. You know, there's so many people around you that seem to be doing so much more, and what I'm doing sometimes seems to pale in what they're doing. But, you know, I try to keep them in front of me so that I have an example of what it is I need to be doing. And it keeps you humble, and it keeps you just looking at each moment of the day and say, what can I do to accomplish something in this moment? And this tribute here is really a wonderful thing. And hopefully a lot of folks can come out to La Peña next week and be there, because you got to come hear Petty Thomas live. Love Petty.
Oh, yeah, Petty Thomas. Okay, that's the voice of Horace Mansfield Jr., my guest, who's been hanging out since 2 p.m. with us and really making some great contributions. We'll be continuing with more music right here on listener-sponsored radio, KPFA or KPFB in Berkeley, right after this message.